I'm on a raft in the Pacific Ocean. I've collected some fresh water, but it's full of bird droppings and it's rancid. Drink this and you'd probably vomit and risk worsening dehydration. But there is a way of using it to gain life-giving fluids, but only as a last resort. I'm going to give myself an enema.
I'm not expecting this to be particularly pleasant. But there are stories of this saving people's lives. There's one particular family who was stranded in a life raft, and all this water had gathered in the bottom of it, but they'd been feeding off turtles. It was mixed with turtle blood. It had gone fetid. And the only way they managed to stay hydrated was by using that fetid water and giving themselves an enema.
The Robertson family survived 38 days adrift because they were willing to do anything to stay alive. The mother was a nurse and knew that the colon can absorb fluid. By performing an enema, you bypass the gag reflex, rehydrating your body without the risk of vomiting.
And then once it's in, I guess all you can do is lie back and think of England.
This must only ever be undertaken as a last resort. As the sun drops, I face my next challenge, a long, uncomfortable night at sea.